Hello, folks. This is Carl Valera with a Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. I'm out here on the flight line with the Home Builders Corner, and I'm looking at this really cool RV7 that looks like it's just was finished. Talking to Jerry Fisher, and he actually built this aircraft here, and boy, that looks like a cool plane. And tell us a little bit about the plane and your construction and what you did building it.
Thank you. We started in 2007. As a matter of fact, we got our first kit the week before Sun and Fun in 2007. We were volunteering here in Home Built. And so after we got back, we started inventorying and started building. And 4.5 years later is what you see. We did the first flight on the airplane on December the 2nd. We got our certificate of airworthiness back in November 18th of last year, and we've got about 45 and a half hours on it right now.
Oh, wow. And what's it like to fly?
Well, the airplane is very easy to handle. If you've got some experience in light aircraft, it's very quick response, but it's not twitchy. I don't have an autopilot on it as of yet, and it still flies pretty well with hand flying it. I flew down here from Northeast Georgia and didn't have any issues. It was my first cross-country flight in the airplane after flying the 40-hour requirement off, and the airplane handled beautifully.
Now, for those that don't know what the 40-hour requirement is, what is that you're talking about?
The 40 hours is reference to an experimental to make sure that the airplane is airworthy, and the categories are 25-hour fly-off requirement or 40, and then is determined by whether or not you have an experimental engine and or propeller. In my case, I have both experimental, so I was required to fly the full 40.
So if somebody's looking at building their own, they're all going to have to do that under the experimental, correct?
Pretty much. You can get a different type of kit and build the same exact airplane or variations thereof. Vans aircraft, which is the model that I have, is an RV7, has a quick build option. It takes a little longer to get each sub kit, but a lot of the kit is already pre-assembled, but you still meet well over the 51% rule to qualify as a home builder.
So if somebody is interested in home building, they're new, like me, they're new at this, and they want to get into it, what would you recommend for the new person out there? Should they have someone to help them, or is there something they could go to on the internet?
Yes, there is. And I guess if you're just starting out, and I had started on a different type of kit several years before when I was living up in Kentucky, and then I sold that kit partially completed and started this one. What I would do is decide what we call in the pilot language, what is your mission? Do you want to do long cross country? Do you want to just buzz around the beach? Do you want to go visit your neighbors in the next state? Do you have a lot of aircraft experience and pilotage time? A lot of that will dictate the kind of aircraft that you might want to build. And there are many, many resources available through the EAA especially that will help turn you in that direction so that those questions you can help answer. In other words, in Georgia, what we call it is a lot of pondering before you make the final decision.
That's probably a very good idea. I like it. Well put. A lot of pondering. Now, is this aircraft able to fly IFR in the clouds?
As a matter of fact, yes. I have a panel that is capable of IFR, and it doesn't give us any difficulty. You'd never want to fly a light aircraft if you can help it in any sort of heavy turbulence or anything. Anyway, it's not a very good idea. And this airplane handled very well coming down here.
Now, I've heard people say you can't fly experimental IFR, but that's not true at all, correct? That is not true.
That is incorrect. You are allowed to file IFR and fly IFR as long as the airplane meets the pitot-static requirements. You carry the correct instrumentation and navigation equipment and communication so that the controller can keep you up there on his screen, and it's not an issue. Never has been an issue, and that's kind of a misnomer. A lot of pilots don't like to fly IFR when they don't have to, but that's normal, and there's nothing wrong with filing IFR. It's always good to be in the system because that way you can get to where you're going a lot of times a lot faster if you're on a longer cross country.
Now, I notice that this is a tailwheel, and I have some here that are conventional and some that have, well, there are just a few tailwheel out there. What is Vans normally? Most people tailwheel? I'm not really sure.
Well, if you interviewed on the RV1, that was a tailwheel airplane. That was his first airplane built back in the mid to late 60s. So most of them started out with tailwheel configurations, but because of popularity of nose gears, I understand, and I'm not any authority on Vans aircraft, believe me, but I do have a lot of respect for the support and so forth, but a lot of the popularity for the nose gear airplane for pilots who had never flown a tailwheel was sort of a natural to introduce that model, and so you see a lot of the both versions and are both pretty popular.
You know, I noticed that with Vans, I've heard a lot of people talk about the support, not just from Vans, but also from other people. There's a big network of folks that have been building them for many years, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I would want if I started out is definitely have somebody helping me out and something that I can fall back on. Let's talk a little bit about your flying for a second. What is your experience flying? Have you been flying for a long time?
I started at the age of 46, kind of late in life, and it was sort of a accident. A friend of mine over in St. Petersburg, about 26 years ago, asked me if I'd ever thought about wanting to learn how to fly, and I said, well, no, not really, and then it started one thing and led to another. Now I've accumulated about 2,400 hours, and I hold a commercial multi-engine instrument rating, and I really enjoy the sport of aviation, and I hope we can continue.
Well, Jerry, that was great information. Can people come out here, maybe visit your aircraft and talk to you a little bit about your airplane?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, not a problem. I saw that my little propeller sign might have gotten blown off. So, no, it's on the other side, so that's good. So they could call us or go to the window and they can page me or whatever if I happen to be busy out here on the field, and be more than happy to answer any questions.
So yours would be the one, if you come out to the Home Builders Corner, you come out and take a left, and it's one that's not painted yet. It's on row 10. Any ideas what you're going to do with the paint scheme?
Yeah, I think we'd like to keep the airplane light, polish out the aluminum, and then paint the fiberglass, the canopy trim, the cowling, and the tips a deep red coral.
Do you have any other friends that might own RVs that might know a few things about it?
Yeah, Double Dan right here built one. And his is a real show plane. He built a Thunderbird, and you couldn't tell the difference if he fell in line as a slot.
Well, then let me ask you a little bit about yours, and you have yours out here on the line here?
No, I took it home, but I did have it out here, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, and what did it look like? And by the way, Jerry Fisher is who we were just talking to. He'll be at the Home Builders Corner tent. If you have any questions about what we talked about, just come on in. Real friendly folks. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Appreciate it. Okay, how can I help you?
I was wondering that about your Vans, how much experience you have flying it, and also how much experience as far as home building and what your background is.
Okay, well, I'm a retired police officer. Next month of April, I'll be flying 48 years. Okay, I'm 69 years of age. I have close to 6,000 hours of flying time. I am a commercial pilot. I have an instrument rating. And I've owned a plane for almost 40 years. Of my flying career. I started building my RV 7 years ago, and I completed it 2 years, and I've been flying it for 2 years in different type of conditions, meaning IFR, VFR mostly, and that's been my background. The aircraft itself, it's been a wonderful aircraft the van has produced. Just to go on some of the things that Jerry was saying, there's a tremendous support system out there about the aircraft. And speed and economy, that's what this plane is all about. And you see, during the show, they're not here now, it's called the RV Team. They do a complete aerobatic stage show that they have here. And any plane, any RV is not built any different from any aerobatic. The plane is fully capable of all aerobatic maneuvers.
Well, that's really interesting, and you know, we are actually going to have to cut it a little bit short here. We're actually being told by the police here and all the other folks that we have to clear the flight line. But before we go, if they want to come and talk to you or talk to anybody at the about the RVs, will you folks be out here all day?
Yes, absolutely. We work here. We're volunteers. In addition, I have pictures. If people want to see pictures, usually I have an album, but I have pictures on the of my project.
Terrific. And your name so they can come?
My name is Dan Duran.
Dan Duran. And Dan and Jerry, they were terrific, really helpful. And again, if you're going to come out here to look at any of these home builds, you need to come a little bit early because when the air show starts, you can't be out here on the flight line. But they will allow you to come out after the flight line, or excuse me, after the air show has been completed. Again, this is Carl Valeri with Flight Time Radio. Excuse me, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. Thanks a lot.
You bet.